You're listening to 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com, the broadcast voice of Rowan County High School Athletics. Broadcast sponsors include Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Caskey's Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books The Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Holbrook Drugs, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex and Go-To Solutions of Moorhead, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, the Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, People's Bank of Kentucky, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Skaggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.
And hello, everyone, from Larry Sloan Stadium and Amber Riddle Field on the campus of Round County Senior High School in Moorhead. We have you for you the first softball game of the season for the Round County Lady Vikings, as it's a 2A Section 6 first round game between the Lady Vikings and the Lady Engineers of Estill County. The umpires were going to be a little bit late, but all of a sudden they showed up, so we're going to get started here quicker than we expected. So let's just run down the starting lineups. First for Shirley Beards, Estill County Lady Engineers. That's Shirley Beards, excuse me. She wasn't a coach at the start of the season, but a veteran. She's back with this team at this point in time. They are 3-5 overall. They've won 2 in a row after losing 5 in a row. Leading off and playing right field will be senior Alexi Muncy. Hitting second, playing shortstop, sophomore Callie Snowden. Hitting in the 3 spot, a senior left fielder Vanna Newton. The cleanup hitter and first baseman is senior Kyla Covey. Marlo Puckett, a junior catcher, will hit fifth. Hitting sixth will be junior third baseman Peyton Henderson. Hitting seventh will be junior second baseman Brooklyn Farrell. Hitting eighth will be an eighth grader, designated player Sidney Riddle. Batting ninth, center fielder, a junior, Maddie Rose. And in the flex spot will be Spencer Young, the pitcher. Again, Muncy, Snowden, and Newton, Covey, Puckett, and Henderson, Farrell, Riddle, and Rose, and Young in the flex spot as the pitcher. For Round County, 6-1 overall, lost the first game to Raceland. They've won 6 in a row. They're 1-0 in the district after beating Fleming County last night. The Vikings will have leading off and playing shortstop junior Diamond Wills. Hitting second, the second baseman, junior Melena Ham. Hitting in the third spot, sophomore catcher Lauren Eastham. The cleanup hitter and pitcher is sophomore Cassie Perkins. Hitting in the fifth spot, playing first base, is sophomore Trinity Lambert. Hitting sixth will be freshman third baseman Keely Littleton. Batting seventh, the designated player, eighth grader Kelby Ford. Hitting eighth, junior right fielder Bailey Caskey. Hitting ninth, freshman center fielder Brinley Walker. And the flex position playing left field is sophomore Riley Howard. So it's Wills, Melena Ham and Eastham, Perkins, Lambert and Littleton, Ford, Caskey, and Walker for Round County. And Round County opened with a loss to Raceland and have since beat Bryan Station, Menifee County, Boyd County, Woodford County, Ryle, and Fleming County. And I stated something wrong a while ago. Round County is 2-0 in district play with a win over Menifee County and a win over Fleming County. The Lady Engineers won to open the season over Casey County, 2-0, then lost to Southwestern, East Jessamine, Rockcastle County, Marion County, and Garrett County, and they have come back. In fact, the last two nights they picked up wins over Owsley County and Breathitt County. These two teams are playing each other. The winner will advance to the semifinals of the Section 2A tournament and will play Greenup County and Round or Eskel will host that game. The other side of the bracket has Powell County playing at Bath County. Those games will be on the 9th of April with the championship game on the 11th of April. And the boys have advanced into that the semifinal round, and they will play on the 8th and on the 10th. But both the Lady Vikings and the Vikings will be out of town next week. The Lady Vikings will be in Gatlinburg, Sevierville, that area. And the boys will be down in Myrtle Beach, both of them at Cal Ripken Experience. Round County and Estill County girls softball action will be back after this on WIVY.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Morehead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Go-To Solutions and Linex of Morehead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Linex spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Linex of Morehead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64 Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at portergroupinsurance.com.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Five-foot senior Lexi Muncy, the right fielder, will bat first, and the first pitch from Cassie Perkins is downstairs for ball one. Cassie Perkins, this is her fourth start of the season. She has started every appearance this season, 19 and two-thirds pitched, 15 hits, 13 runs, 10 of which earned, 22 strikeouts, 9 walks, 3-0, the record. The right-hander will deal, and way ahead of that off-speed pitch is Muncy. Muncy, we mentioned the right fielder, played every game this year for Estill County. Muncy, 250 the batting average. Yet to have an extra base hit of any kind, but does have an RBI on the year, the 1-1. Make it 2-1, that one inside on the inner half. Or make it the inner half of the batter's box, to be more specific. Beautiful day here, Randy. Hard to beat this one.
It is a perfect day. Up in the 70s.
2-1 offering. Exact same spot as the 1-1 pitch, so 3-1. That one an off-speed pitch, though.
Wind blowing out to left center, right center field, and it's a symmetrical 200-foot park.
This one hit on the ground down the third baseline, but just a couple feet foul. People already up in the press box, Randy, from the stands, and it's not even one out. Apparently someone can hear us over the speaker system while Doug was talking. Well, that's how microphones work. That'll be ball four. That one just off the outside part of the plate on a fastball, so a leadoff walk for Muncie. Randy, do you have any idea who these umpires are?
I don't,
and I haven't seen either of them before, I don't think.
This one works in behind the plate, works basketball, but I can't remember his name. He's not one of the regulars.
Well, I'll talk a little bit about umpires after, well, as the game goes on. Runner at first, and up steps Snowden. Swing and a miss. Hopefully no relation to Edward Snowden. For those who get that reference. 0-1 the count. Perkins. Pitch in the dirt, gets away from Easton, and taking second base will be Muncy. Ball gets away from Wills at short, and I would put that one down as a wild pitch, as that one was in the dirt and a tough one to dig up for Easton. Brown County, white uniforms with green lettering and numerals, black trim, green stripes down the sides of the tops with pinstripes. Perkins, a 1-1, bounces it in again, and going to third will be Muncy. Back-to-back wild pitches by Perkins, and uncharacteristic of Perkins to struggle with her control early in this one. No stolen bases, by the way, for those keeping track for Muncy. As Estill County, all black uniforms, black tops with blue pinstripes, blue lettering and numerals with white trim, as that pitch is low and will bring it to 3-1. After Snowden sits Newton. Snowden and Newton, the best two batting averages on the team. Newton a 519 average, Snowden 481. So a base hit, probably a hit of any kind out in the field of play, scores one, and that's exactly what happens. A little one-hopper blooper into left field that one-hops into the left fielder Riley Howard's lap. She'll get it in quickly and limit it to a single, but it is an RBI single. And coming in and scoring will be Muncy, courtesy of the walk and two wild pitches. Perkins has no one to blame but herself here, Randy.
Next up, forward.
Yep.
Engineer.
It's definitely an earned run.
Fielder, number six, Bama Newton.
Guardian way beyond the fence over in left field. And, Randy, little new addition over the right field fence now.
Yep, the baseball field is in use, but not tonight.
After this pitch, talk about it as Perkins, a fastball, gets past Newton. What's new on that field? You've been over there. I haven't.
The infield is turf. The outfield is grass. There's a big black batter's eye about 3 feet behind the fence in straightaway center field, and it's a great press box and a great concession stand, restrooms, just not very many bleachers right now.
Perkins inside, 1-1, and what was that you said about the press box? Say it again.
It's a great press box.
Thank you. Ooh. I'm not going to complain, but let's just say there were a lot of people in a very small area at City Park where the baseball team played, as Perkins 1-1 the count, one run score. That one ripped into the fence of the dugout down the third baseline where Round County is. Estill County down the first baseline. Kaylin Muncy in her first season full-time. Well, I say full-time. I'm so used to saying that about Preston Spradlin because he had been a Morehead State coach for 7 years. Eight of them total, seven full-time, though. And the reason I say had been, well, if you haven't seen, Preston Spradlin is going to be the new head coach for James Madison. So Morehead State will start a nationwide search, I'm sure, immediately. Comebacker at Perkins, and she throws it wide of the second base bag. Comebacker that probably would have been a double play as Newton doesn't show much speed at all going down the line, but that's going to be an error on Perkins, the first of the game, and that was a textbook double play comebacker, Randy.
Sure was, and there's no other way to explain it. Not a good play.
And back to my point, though, Morehead State no doubt will start a nationwide search for the replacement for Preston Spradlin. And talk about big shoes to fill as Perkins deals upstairs 1-0 to Covey. Preston had led Morehead State to a regular season title back-to-back years and then an OVC title this year and a berth to the NCAA tournament. Wish nothing but the best for him and Misty and the kids. 1-0. Bounces in, 2-0. Well, you could not have really scripted a more uncharacteristic start to Perkins here in the circle. I mean, she's 3-0. I've yet to see her pitch this year, but looking at the numbers, it looks like she picked up right where she left off last year. Perkins 2-0. This one hits straight back up the middle. Two-hopper into the lap of the center fielder, Walker. She's going to come home with it, and stopping and getting back to third is Snowden. So the base is loaded, nobody out on the single by Covey. So Muncie walked two wild pitches and then scored on a base hit by Snowden. An error by Perkins gets Newton aboard, and then Covey gets the single. Base is chucked with Puckett, the catcher, coming up to the plate. Puckett so far on the year, four RBIs, 240 the batting average, but a textbook scenario here to get a couple RBIs. Beautiful day, few clouds in the air, sun beaming down, temperatures right around the mid-60s. And as I say that, the Apple Watch on the left arm says 64 as the shadows start to creep across the infield as the sun sets over our left shoulder. Doug Binion to my left, public address announcer Randy Stacy to my right. I'm Jared Stacy. Corner infielders playing in as the pitch to Puckett swung on and missed on a curveball.
I haven't charted pitches, but it seems like a preponderance of what she's throwing are off speed.
Preponderance?
Yeah, she's not. I'm not seeing a rise ball or a real sharp fastball.
I meant that as a definition. Can we get that a lot?
Most.
Okay, thank you. That one hits Puckett, and I mean nowhere close to being anywhere near the zone, hit that left leg, and that's going to bring in Snowden. And I think we need to have a visit to the circle, and we will. Newton will go over to third, Covey to second, and Puckett will come in, or go to first, rather, on the hit by pitch. And it's interesting when you have two pitchers with the talent level of Lambert and Perkins, because I don't know the philosophy Coach Muncy has early in the season like this. When speaking with some parents and also Eastham and Lambert, who were at the Morehead State softball game this past Sunday that I broadcast, I'd heard them, or they had been talking when in conversation with them, that they flip-flop a lot. So when you get in that scenario, Randy, where you plan on flip-flopping, do you kind of do a reverse flip-flop and say, okay, Trinity, you take it from here, and then let Cassie pick up Trinity's game the next day? That's the question.
Trinity pitched last night, and she has come in relief, though. However, she does have one save on the season. Other than that, as starters, they have flip-flopped every time.
Peyton Henderson will now come to the plate, a 5'9 junior. Henderson on the year, 318 in the batting average. We got bases loaded, nobody out, 2-0 Estill County here in the 2A tournament. Way ahead of that pitch was Henderson. She was so ahead of that one, I think she could have recocked it and fired again. That is called guessing a pitch right there, if I've ever seen one, Randy. She was guessing fastball, and out came the changeup. 0-1. Ahead again is Henderson. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Happy Easter weekend to everybody. Kind of feel bad. It felt like everybody had to work and school was in session, except me. The 0-2, foul tipped into the mitt. There's one down. There's the first out that Perkins was searching for. As Farrell, the second baseman, will now come to the plate.
Henderson will bring to the plate the second baseman, number 15, Brooklyn Farrell.
Farrell, six RBIs, six hits. Farrell, 250 the batting average. Foul tipped towards the Estill County dugout. Wind blowing straight across the field here. 200 all the way around here at Amber Riddle Field. One the count, one down, bases loaded. Estill County's played a two already. Missing high. Perkins tricks a armband on that left hand and deals with the right and fouled. Whoa, watch out, first base coach. Shirley Beard, the head coach, assistants Peyton Day and Cordell Day. Two statisticians. That's when you know you got to keep up with the stats. Jamie Day and McKinley Muncy. One, two. Fouled up over top of the press box. We are in Morehead on a beautiful, beautiful day. And as I say, wait 12 hours if you don't like it, and it'll change. But if you don't like this weather, well, I don't know if we can be friends. Perkins fouled off again by Farrell. Great at bat here by Farrell, staying alive multiple times.
Two games tomorrow for the Lady Vikings. They play Tate's Creek at 2 o'clock and Breathitt County at 4 o'clock at Breathitt County. And the last that's the last game before they go to Sevierville, Pigeon Forge.
Fouled off again. It's funny that you mentioned Sevierville because the Morehead State golf team was down there this past week, the men. And also, I was going through some boxes this past week and found a yardage book for the golf course there in Sevierville. So a lot of Morehead connections down there of late with the men's golf team. This one ripped into left center field. One run's going to score. Covey rounding third. There's going to be a throw home from Wills. Attack from Eastham in time. Throw to third. Tag down, not in time. As that was Puckett trying to go to third. She will get there. But Covey thrown out on the good old-fashioned 7-6-2 put out for the second out as Newton will come in and score. Farrell stands out at second as she went to second on the throw, so an RBI single for her. It is 3-0 Estill County, but what a relay, what a throw. Howard to Wills to Eastham to get out Covey, and up stands in Riddle, and it's a wild pitch that gets past Eastham, and that is going to score Puckett. 4-0 Estill County, Farrell to third. Did you see that as a wild pitch as well? Just making sure I would have scored it that way. So we have four runs plated here in the first. Riddle stands in with a runner over at third. Two down. And if you're Coach Muncy, when Round County comes and grabs the bats, you got to get the team regrouped. This one a slow roller towards third. Littleton charges. Throw over to first. Will not be in time. Oh, wow. They said she's out, but she was safe. Round County will take that break and head to the dugout leading, or trailing rather, 4-0 here at Amber Riddle Field on WIVY.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead, gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash, and first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Spring has sprung at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. Kennebec and red Pontiac potatoes, sweet Spanish yellow and red onions, any and all kinds of garden supplies. We still have Somerset pellets for your stove on these cold mornings. Even a great selection of ice cream for these hot days. And don't forget, Ace Wild Bird Seed is 2 for $22. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
The baseball team is on the way to East Carter right now for its last game before going to Myrtle Beach. They'll play around 6:30, maybe a little later than that, based on bus travel. But then they'll be off to Myrtle Beach over the weekend.
Myrtle Beach. Flown in there a few times, but never actually been to Myrtle Beach. You've not been much of a beach person, have you, Randy, in your life?
A long time ago.
You haven't busted out the bathing suit in some time. Want to mention Morehead State in action at Western Illinois out in Macomb, Illinois. Game one of a three-game series. Morehead State winning right now. Top of the 6-7-2. Lady Eagles off to a bumpy start in conference play, but hoping to right the ship up in Macomb. Talk a little bit about who we got in the circle here, Randy, for Estill County. Spencer Young.
She got the win last night in their game last night, and I'm forgetting who they played, Breathitt County. She's 1-0 with a 4.00 ERA. Only given up 8 hits in 7 innings. 8 runs, 4 earned.
Diamond Wills will put down a bunt down the third baseline, and it's going to roll just foul. And I mean by just, there was about 4 or 5 specks of dirt before that was picked up by the charging third baseman, Henderson. Newton in left, Rose in center, Muncy in right for Estill County. Henderson, we just mentioned, at third. Covey over at first with Snowden at short and Farrell at second up the middle. Puckett behind the plate. And Spencer Young, our pitcher, this our third start, fourth appearance overall. And the right-hander deals way outside in the left-hander's batter's box as Ham will step in. Or make that rather, sorry, will switch to the right side, excuse me. Threw me for a loop there. I was like, wait a minute. And then I've reminded myself, Ham is a lefty herself, so it had to be Will's. 4-0, Estill County leads. And the count 2-1 after back-to-back balls, and now Will's will go over to the right side. Or left side, excuse me. My right. The field's left. The 2-1. In there for strike two on the outer half, catching the black of the plate. 2-2. Who was the pitcher who did not have a hand on his left arm or right arm, and he pitched and would flip it over to his other? It was crazy. Jim Abbott. That's who it was. Pitching the dirt, 3-2. Jim Abbott. I remember having a baseball card of his. It wasn't worth anything, but it was so cool the way the picture was set up because the way he would pitch the ball. 3-2. Hey, this one hit on the ground towards second base. Little two-hopper to the second baseman, Farrell, and a flip over to Covey. Gives us our first down.
Second baseman, number 14.
Wayne Ham will now come to the plate. Ham, the definition of a slapper in the softball world. Ham on the season, batting at a .235 clip. As Young deals to Ham, tries to put a bunt down, but bunts it foul.
Reds off today after winning in their opener yesterday. They'll play tomorrow at 3:30 in the afternoon. Hunter Green will go for the Reds tomorrow. Former first-round draft pick against the Washington Nationals.
4-0. Bottom of the first as this one slapped into left field, going opposite ways. Ham for the single with one down. I wore my Reds jersey today. Actually, while I was running a few errands in town, I had one guy at Kroger. It was awesome. This is why I love, you know, sports. I won't say just small town community. Random guy I've never seen before in my life just ran up to me in the bread aisle and goes, "Yes, sir, go Reds," and gave me a high five. And I mean, how can you not give someone a high five back after that? Easton will now come to the plate, the catcher. As Estill County played at four in the top half of this first round, county batting with one down and one aboard as that pitch off the plate for ball one.
Easton with a couple of home runs, including one last night.
One oh, Young. Hangs a curveball that Easton lifts into left center field at the wall and on the track. It's going to go down and hit the ground in between the center fielder and left fielder, Newton and Rose, as they both kind of a little bit of miscommunication, and they were also, they hit the warning track as it hit right before the fence at the bottom of the fence, but it's just going to be a single as Ham had to wait up and see if it was caught and possibly tag up. That is the longest single you'll ever see here in this field, Randy.
Yeah, they coasted. You can't coast. You got to run back to the warning track and find out where the ball is.
That one hopped into the fence on the warning track. And I mean, I don't think you could have one longer. Unless you hit just below the yellow on the fence. As that pitch, fastball away to Perkins, batting in the four spot with two on, one at first and second. I must say, I love the color scheme of the outfits for Coach Ham and Coach Muncy. I'll talk about it after this pitch. Their pullovers and pants. 1-0 the count. Young deals. Squaring to bunts. Perkins pulls back, and both runners will steal a base as the third baseman was playing way up, and she charged on Perkins squaring to bunts. So Ham will take third easily, and Easton will go behind her and take second. The color schemes, though, the pants for Coach Ham and Coach Muncy, the definition of Kelly Green, and a bright, almost neon yellow, goldish, if you will, kind of in between those two hoodies. Love the combo. Pitch a ball, 3-0 to Perkins now, and a walk would load the bases with one down and bring up Trinity Lambert. upstairs as Lambert will come to the plate. Five RBIs on the season, does have a home run, 353 the average. And
thought we'd have a runner.
No runner going to come in here. As that is the base on balls. Lambert, a sophomore. Nowhere to go for her. Young in a tight spot off the plate for ball one. Ham at third, Eastham at second, Perkins over at first. 1-0 the count, and that wind picking up, blowing straight across foul pole to foul pole from left to right. That American flag straight across as this one hit on the ground by Lambert to third. Third baseman Henderson steps on the bag. Throw over to first is over the head of the first baseman. Rounding third and coming in to score will be Perkins. Lambert is going to take third. So Ham comes in and scores. Eastham's out on the put out by the third baseman Henderson. So there's going to be two down. Lambert comes all the way around and scores, or make it Perkins rather, comes all the way around and scores, and Lambert is over at first, and or at third rather. So fielder's choice, but Lambert gets all the way to third, and coming up will be Littleton. Second baseman hits this one in the air. Little blooper that hits shy of the outfield grass and rolls to the right fielder, Muncie, and that's another run scored for Round County. So Lambert will come in and score, and they've trimmed this lead down to just one. RBI single for Littleton, and on the year for Littleton, that is going to be RBI number three. Ford will now come to the plate, designated player, batting on the left side. A lot of scoring in this one. 4-3, and we're still in the first. On the ground, Ford hits it to the second baseman, Farrell. Over to first in time. And 4-3, our score, Estill County leading Round County through one, as both pitchers looking to shake off the dust here on WIVY.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau insurance agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey's Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Perkins only goes one inning, gives up four runs as Trinity Lambert will now make her way to the circle. And Randy teased her stats a little bit. This her fifth appearance, has three starts, 17 and one-third innings, pitched at 2.83 ERA. And she's going to face Maddie Rose, center fielder, batting in the bottom of the lineup for Estill County, as Estill County played at four runs in the first inning. Four of their first batters scored. A lot of control issues for Perkins as this one hit on the ground, past the circle to the shortstop, Wills, over to first in time. One pitch, one out.
Next to the plate for Estill County, top of the order, the right fielder, number 14, Lexi Muncie.
And want to make sure we're clear here. Muncie, as she comes up to the plate, is M-U-N-C-I-E. Caitlin Muncie, the head coach for Round County, is M-U-N-C-Y. So before anyone asks, hey, or thinks, rather, are they possibly related? Well, they're not. First pitch to Muncie. Way ahead of that off-speed pitch was Muncie. Walked and scored in her first at-bat. Tuck Binion having some chili cheese nachos to my left. That looks appetizing as that one swung on and missed on a curveball. 0-2. Keep in mind, no school coming up, I believe, the 8th, is that correct, the day of the solar eclipse?
I think so.
Yeah. Doug gave me the nod over here. The 0-2. Check swing, fouled off. somebody let Doug in charge of all the transportation this year, so if anyone was to know the day, it would be him.
What time can they be back outside again? Is it because four? Because there's some 2-8 games played that day.
Way ahead of that off-speed pitch is Muncie, and there's two down. Swing and a miss.
Muncie goes down on strikes. That will bring to the plate the shortstop. Number 11, Callie Snow.
I think what's kind of interesting about it from an economical standpoint are all the cities in that line of totality. How about that? That line of totality are going to make millions and millions of dollars as the first pitch to Snowden bounces in there. She had an RBI as Muncie walked, and then two wild pitches got her to third, so she batted in the first run of this game and is ahead in the count 1-0. Slow roller back to Lambert, easiest out of her life, as she'll go back over to first base to Perkins, 3-out. Brown County will grab the sticks as they trail 4-2 to the bottom of the second we go here on WIBY.
Providing exceptional medical care is top priority at Sterling Healthcare. If you've not had the opportunity to meet the friendly staff and providers at any one of the 9 locations in Stanton, Carlisle, Owingsville, Winchester, or Mount Sterling, you're invited to stop in and see what so many new patients are discovering. A skilled team of professionals committed to providing quality healthcare regardless of a patient's ability to pay. Sterling Healthcare, here for your family.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Obviously, big night in college basketball. The 11th seed in the South region, North Carolina State, facing off against number 2 Marquette at 7:09 on CBS. Number 5 Gonzaga, number 1 Purdue, facing off at 7:39 on TBS and True TV. That's in the Midwest region. Number 4 seed Duke playing number 1 Houston, and in the South region, go Houston. And that at 9:39, and then number 3 Creighton versus number 2 seed Tennessee at 10:09 on TBS True TV. That in the Midwest region as well. So Sweet 16 finishing up. Elite 8 will be finalized tonight.
NC State, the only double-digit seed still in the tournament.
And again, if you are just tuning in and haven't heard, Morehead State coach Preston Spradlin has resigned the position of head coach of the Eagles and has accepted a position with James Madison. As the first pitch hit into right field, a little blooper right in front of the right fielder for the Engineers, Muncie, and that's a leadoff single for Caskey. And I remember saying this many times last year, Randy. I love the confidence that Caskey shows when she goes to the plate. Right now, just batting 1-18 on the year, but you would not have been able to tell by that last at bat. First pitch swinging and gets a leadoff hit. Brindley Walker will now come to the plate, center fielder. As Young in the circle for the Engineers, Walker squares to bunt. Bunts it right back to Young. Slow roller. Walker hustling down the line, beats it out. That was a slow, slow roller that Walker really got a great jump on. And that ball moving so slow to the circle obviously helped as well. And now Diamond Wills will come up, who grounded out to the second baseman in her last at-bat. Young to the leadoff hitter in the lineup, Wills. Foul tips it, hits the mitt, and bounces out. Also a huge night in college women's softball. I'll talk about that here in a minute. And I mean huge, huge night. 4-2 the score, Estill County leading Round County. Real quick, games underway. Number 9, Florida at number 17, Mississippi State. Number 1, Oklahoma at number 24, Kansas. Number 4, Tennessee at Auburn. Number 11, Virginia Tech at number 5, Duke. And number 12, Texas A&M at number 7, LSU. Talk about a weekend of softball. That pitch way upstairs. That one slipped out of the hand. 2-1 the count. Runner at first, runner at second, bottom of the second. What is it, the fourth conference weekend for most schools? And you have five top 25 matchups. Crazy. That one inside, 3-1. Ham had to, or make it rather, Wills had to take evasive action to avoid that hitting her. Bunted down the third baseline, just foul. What is in Macomb, Illinois, Randy? That's where Morehead State softball's at, playing against Western Illinois. I don't know anything about Macomb. You know anything?
It's a moderately sized city, probably about like Ashland.
Okay.
You know, it's not nothing. I'm sure there are a lot of farming utensil companies in that town.
I would bet so. Payoff pitch, hit into straightaway center field. Center fielder charging is Rose. She'll make the catch, and retreating back to their bags are Caskey and Walker. One down. Runners stay where they're at.
Second baseman, number 14, Malena Ham.
Ham will now come to the plate. Single and scored in the first. Good crowd here on hand tonight. And Estill County really traveled well, and they traveled prepared as well. Ball downstairs to Ham, 1-0. I like how the new trend now in softball and baseball is just to load up a massive cart with everything and just wheel it into the field. Oh, you think you need it? Just put it in the cart. We'll take it, honey. We got plenty of room. And Estill County has two just massive carts with stuff in it. Hey, I respect it. 1-0. 2-0. Pitch downstairs, and when I say downstairs, it hit in front of home plate. I mean, their parents taking tents and canopies and carts, and
that'll have to do with the travel team that all these girls play on. They all play on travel teams.
The 2-0, this one bunted back towards the pitcher, Young. She's going to have to hurry, can't get it over to first in time. Two bunt singles in this inning. Caskey to third, Walker to second, and the bases are loaded with them. One down with Lauren Eastham coming to the plate.
Next up for the Lady Vikings, the catcher, number 28, Laura Eastham.
Eastham singled in her first at bat and then was the victim of a fielder's choice, hit by Lambert. But she can do some damage here as Eastham will come to the plate, 10 RBIs, a triple, and a home run on the year. 316 the batting average, and the first pitch catches the outside corner for strike one. Shadows really creeping across the infield now, in between home plate and the pitcher's circle, completely under shadows the rest of the field. No shadows at all as the sun beaming down there. Pitch up high, 1-1 with one down. 4-3, Estill County leads Round County. But Round County threatening here in the bottom of the second with the bases loaded and one down. Young misses high again, 2-1. For Young, this is the third start, just 7 innings pitched. 1-0 the record with one save and a 4 on the dot ERA. But that's going to go up probably if Eastham can hit one in play, and she fouls it off, 2-2 and a break-even pitch up coming. Home plate umpire puts his hand up in the air as the runner over at third, Caskey, is having to loop, swoop, and pull and retie the shoe. Spencer Young toes the rubber in the break-even pitch with one down and the bases loaded. This one hit high into the air, right on the edge of the dirt. The second baseman makes the catch. That's Farrell, and everyone stays where they're at as Caskey doesn't attempt to tag, and the base is still loaded with two down. You want to get some runs here, Randy.
First baseman, number 15, Cassie Perkins.
Yep, you're right.
Want to take a little pressure off of Lambert in the circle, who has came in relief of Perkins. And also, you want to put yourself back in the driver's seat, if you will. Spencer Young, the pitcher, with two down. Perkins hits a little blooper at the first baseman, Covey. She doesn't even have to move, and Young works herself out of the jam. To the third we go, 4-3 Round County, trailing Estill County. Randy will have the third when we come back on WIVY.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Only go to inning number 3-4-3. The Lady Engineers lead thanks to a four-run first inning. Trinity Lambert came on in relief in that second inning and retired the 9-1-2 hitters, 1-2-3. Now, Vanna Newton will come up, reached on a fielder's choice and scored back in the first inning. Pitch, line drive into left field, and it'll drop in front of the left fielder Howard for a base hit. It's an off-speed pitch, and she was out in front, but she still had enough gump out of her bat to steer it into left field. Got to bring Covey up. She singled and was eventually thrown out at the plate back in the first inning. Pitch, line drive, left field, base hit. And that gets through the left fielder. And that will allow a run to score, I believe. And that'll be a single and a two-base error on the left fielder, Howard. And it's a 5-3 ball game.
Picks up four of the Lady Engineers, the catcher, number 24, Marlo Puckett.
The strike. Puckett was hit by a pitch and scored her first time up. Check swing. They appeal it, but the umpire's over on the left side of the infield, so he's not gonna signal anything on that one. And it's a 1-1 count with the runner at second. Nobody out. Chases one outside, does Puckett, and it's 1-2. Lambert spins it in there, swung on and missed, an off-speed pitch, and that's a strikeout. Her second.
Puckett goes down on strikes.
One down, and Peyton Henderson, who was a strikeout victim against Perkins back in the first inning, will come in. Pitch fouled right back at us for strike one. Pitch bounces up there right off the plate, handled by Eastham, and the count goes 1-1 to Henderson. Vikings have a 1-0 lead. Up at East Carter. Swung on. Missed. Strike two. One-two pitch. Foul straight back. That pitch got up in a real hittable position. Doubt that's where Trinity wanted it. 1-2 the count. Pitch. Breaking ball. Swung on and missed. Back-to-back strikeouts. Three now for Lambert.
Second baseman, number 15, Brooklyn Farrell.
Farrell comes up. She singled in a run back in the first inning. Three of those four runs in the first inning were earned. So far, the run in this inning is not earned. It bounces up there. And goes to the backstop. Wild pitch. Still unearned, but one more. Anything else that will advance a runner a base will make it earned. That's fouled back. One and one to count. Because if you recreate the inning, at this point there should be have been runners at first and second, and then runners at second and third. One of those runs have scored, but that's unearned. That one's fouled back. One and two to count. Lambert, 1-2 pitch. Upstairs, two balls and two strikes. Two-two pitch. Hit foul off to the right. Back and out of play. Count remains 2-2. Albert deals. Hit in the air, middle of the infield. Wills calls for it, makes the catch, and that retires a side. An unearned run in the inning, one run on two hits, one error, and one runner left on base. After two and a half, it's Estill County 5, Round County 3.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug. It really feels good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agents like me, Charlotte Mullins, are right here in Moorhead to help you select the right protection at the right price. I will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. With me as your agent, it's easy to make the right choice. Just call me. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Next time you're in need of tires, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires from major brands strives to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Michelin Tires from major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive Mount Sterling. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Home half of inning number three, we'll see Trinity Lambert, Keely Littleton, and Kelby Ford coming to the plate for the Vikings. Down 4-0 after end of one half inning of play. Picked up three runs in the home half of the first. And after a scoreless second inning, Estill County picked up a run in the top half of this third inning. Lambert grounded into a fielder's choice, picked up an RBI on that play, and then also scored back in the first inning. Young starts on the right side of the pitching rubber and slides across and hits a very generous outside corner for strike one.
I don't know which one. What's your earliest level?
1 pitch. Hit in the air to center field. Going back is the center fielder, Rose. Still going back, and it's gone. Second home run of the season for Trinity Lambert. And he smacks it over the center field fence, and it's 5-4.
You can actually see it sitting out there behind center field through the mesh. I mean, it's way out there. Obviously, that's not where it landed. It's where it rolled to, but still.
It's
way gone.
Number 35, Keely Littleton.
Keely Littleton with an RBI single back in the first inning. Young struggles to see or hear the sign. Pitch to Littleton. Whoa. Pitcher has found a spot that the plate umpire likes, just off that outside corner, and that was a strike call. 0-1 to count. The 0-1 inside. Count evens up at a ball and a strike. One pitch. Inside, two balls and a strike. One pitch. Littleton lines it foul off to the right, backing out of play. The count evens up at two balls and two strikes. Seven hits in the game for Round County. They trail it 5-4. 2-2 pitch. Line drive down the left field line. Coming on is the left fielder. Makes a nice catch. Little basket catch by the left fielder, Newton. One down. And the DP, Kelby Ford, who grounded out to second base. Her first time up. Thumbs up. Still looking for her first hit of the season. Has scored four runs as a courtesy runner. Pitch to Kelby. Check swing foul off to the left. And it's 0-1. Young pitches, low and inside, 1-1 to count. One ball, one strike. Young deals, up and in to Ford, two balls and a strike. One pitch, outside, three balls and a strike. Three-one pitch. Ball four. Boy, that down. The pitcher, Young, stares in disbelief. And that pitch looked pretty good. It was a 3-1 pitch, so it's not a pitch that Ford had to swing at. And she took it. But that was a pretty good pitch. Bailey Caskey comes up. Single to right center field. Her first time up. Here's the pitch. Line down the right field line. Slicing foul. Backing out of play. 0-1 to count on Caskey. The 0-1 pitch. Upstairs. A ball and a strike. Barring a twin killing, Brinley Walker will hit in this inning also. She stands on deck. 1-1 pitch. Behind the batter. Caskey, the wild pitch allows Ford to move down to second. Next pitch to Caskey. Outside. Three balls and a strike. Yeah. 3-1 pitch. Ball four. Now runners at first and second with one down for Brindley Walker. Walker laid down a bunt single. Her first trip up an inning ago. Walker with a double and a triple and a .313 batting average coming into this game. That one's downstairs for ball one. One-oh pitch. Up high. Two balls and no strikes. Top of the order. Diamond Wills waits on deck. Two-oh pitch. That's right down the heart of the plate. And it's two balls and one strike to Walker. Walker hits in the ninth spot in the order, but has nothing bad to say about her as a hitter. She is a good hitter. That's why she's hitting where she is. It's 2-1. One hopper to the second baseman, and out at second on the fielder's choice. Nice play by Farrell, even though she almost didn't get to second in time. Two down, runners at the corners. And Wills will come up. Bluffs a bunt, takes a ball. She came up with runners at first and second and nobody out last time and did several things around the plate. Back and forth, bunt, didn't bunt, then whatever, and ended up hitting a fly ball to center field. 1-0 pitch. Takes it downstairs. Runner goes from first and still second. That is Walker. Two balls and no strikes on Wills with runners at second and third. Pitch. That would be three balls and no strikes. Melena Hamm waits on deck. She's got a couple of hits in this game already. Three-oh pitch. Right there, taking all the way, was Wills. And it's 3-1. Three-one pitch. Bunted foul at the plate. Three balls and two strikes. Here comes the payoff pitch. Hit in the air to left center field. Going over is the left fielder and the center fielder and the left fielder. Newton makes the catch, and that retires a side. The Lady Vikings come up with a run on the solo homer by Lambert leading off the inning. And that was it. No hits other than that one. No errors. And two runners left on base. Score after three complete is Estill County 5, Round County 4.
Go-To Solutions in Linex of Moorhead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Linex spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64, Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
Scheduled up for Estill County. Sydney Riddle, Maddie Rose, and then Lexi Muncy at the top of the order. An off-speed pitch to Riddle. She is way out in front of it. Swings and misses for strike one. Pitch bounces up there for ball one. One ball, one strike. One pitch, bouncing ball down the third baseline. Foul. Two, one and two the count. One, two pitch. Pulled foul. Backing out of play down the left side. One, two pitch. Bounces up there. 2-2 the count. Lambert ready with a break-even pitch. Sends it plateward. Swung on a miss and off-speed pitch. Strikeout number four for Lambert. In one and a third innings. In relief. One down. And Maddie Rose. Rose grounded out to Wills at shortstop as the first batter that Lambert faced when she came on in relief in inning number two. Number pitches, off-speed pitch taken for a strike. Inside. Maddie Rose tried to stick her leg out and get hit by that pitch. Trust the umpire would have caught that had it made contact. One and one to count. Off-speed pitch, breaking ball, swung on and missed. One ball, two strikes. Swung on and missed, blows a rise ball by her. Fifth strikeout for Lambert. And Lexi Muncy will come up. Muncy walked and scored in the first inning and struck out swinging in the second. Muncy came in hitting 250 with eight runs scored and one RBI. Hits this one on a line right at Wills, who comes in and makes a basket catch. And that retires the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We're halfway through this seven-inning contest. In the middle of the fourth, it's Estill County 5, Round County 4.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
The 11-0 Round County Baseball Vikings are up 4-0 in the third inning at East Carter.
Second baseman, number 14, Malena Ham.
Malena Ham, two singles and two trips to the plate. Back in innings 1 and 2. He scored a run in the first inning. 5-4, Estill County leads, bottom half of the fourth inning. Got a gate open down the first baseline. They're taking care of getting it closed. Pitch to Ham. Takes a strike right down the middle. Moved out, asked to slap it, but took it, and it was right down Broadway. You know, one pitch, way outside, 1-1 the count. Pitcher Young trying to get the ball sliding, moving away from the left-handed slap hitter. That one was well wide. 1-1 pitch. Bounce to the shortstop. Charges, fields, throws, not in time. Slap hitter Ham had a big jump out of the box. And he has three hits and as many trips to the plate in this game. Lauren Easton will come up. Singled back in the first inning and popped out to the second baseman, Farrell, in the second inning. Began today hitting 391 with a double, two homers. Excuse me, a double, triple. Well, Ham is injured over on the right side. It was a non-contact injury to her right leg, and she ran a couple of steps. Now, she is jogging off the field, but she ran a couple of steps and then went down. And it was a fielder's choice for Easton.
Next up for the Lady Vikings.
It'll be 4-6 to retire Ham at second base. And we are going to.
Number one, Michaela Hughes.
Michaela Hughes will come on to run for Easton. Perkins comes up. Perkins walked and scored in the first inning and popped to first base in the second. Line down the right field line by Perkins, and it is just foul. I hope the plate umpire made a verbal sign as well, as because he was a little slow getting the arms up and out. No balls and a strike, the count. One, one, two, Perkins. Hughes at first base running for Easton. Inside. One ball and one strike to Cassie. One, one pitch. Ground ball for the second baseman goes down, picks it up, throws to second. Not in time. That'll be a fielder's choice for Perkins, and the runner is also safe at second. First and second with one down, and Trinity Lambert will come up. She reached on a fielder's choice, picked up an RBI, and also scored in the first inning, and then she hit a solo homer leading off the third. Pitch to Lambert, way outside for ball one. One-oh pitch, get in the air, deep left field, that's way back, and that's gone. Two home runs in the game for Trinity Lambert, and those three runs give Round County a 7-5 lead. Now that one was a no-doubter.
Next to the plate, the third baseman, number 35, Keely Littleton.
That'll bring up Keely Littleton. Singled in a run back in the first inning and hit a line drive to the left fielder for an out in the third.
That's one of those plays, Randy, where you're already looking down at your stat sheet marking home run before it goes over the fence. That's how no doubt that one is.
Pitch to Littleton. Outside for ball one. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. In the air to deep center field. Going back is the center fielder, Rose, and it's off the wall. Littleton will hold up at first as it went right back off the fence to the center fielder, Rose, and she got it back in quickly. And on at first base with her second hit of the game, Littleton.
Number 18, Shelby Ford.
10 hits now for Round County. And Kelby Ford, who grounded the second in the first inning and walked in the third, will come up. Pitch to Ford. A little bit high for ball one. The 1-0 pitch to Ford. Two balls and no strikes. Pitch. Ford lines it down the left field line for a hit. Left fielder bobbled it, but Ford Littleton stopped at second.
Get that
softball in. That's the first hit for Kelby. I don't know. I don't remember if she got any at-bats last year or not. Bailey Caskey up now, has singled and walked in two trips to the plate. Pitch to Caskey. Lined foul off to the right. First baseman gives chase, but she'll run out of room. And it's no balls and a strike. Three in the first, one in the third, and three so far here in the fourth for Round County. Estill County got four in that top half of the first inning and then one in the top half of the third. So it's 7-5 Vikings here, one out deep into the bottom of the fourth. Off-speed pitch, it was a breaking ball, had Caskey jackknifing, still able to get a piece of it and foul it off to the right. You know, 2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strikeout, two down in the inning.
Facing the plate, the center fielder, number 2, Brindley Walker.
And that is the first strikeout for a Round County batter in this game. Now, Brindley Walker will come up. She has singled and hit into a fielder's choice. Single was a bunt. Whoa, right back at us. Love that screen. 0-1 the count. Good rip there. See, 0-1 pitch. Bounces up there. Catcher Puckett handles it. 1-1 the count. Runners at first and second with two down. One pitch. Line drive left center field. That's going to be down for a base hit. Coming in to score will be Littleton. And it's an 8-5 ball game. Kelby Ford with the ball in front of her. Saw the left fielder field it. She rounded second, threw on the brakes, and is still there. On the RBI single by Brindley Walker. And that'll bring up Diamond Wills as Round County has batted around here in the fourth inning. Pitch to Wills. Shows bunt. It's in the dirt, blocked by the catcher. Nobody's able to advance, and it's one ball, no strikes, to Wills. Wills on from the right side right now. 1-0. Strike on the inside corner, and it's one ball, one strike. One pitch, bounces up there, and it hits the batter. So the bases are loaded, and Melina Hamm will come up.
Second baseman, number 14, Melina Hamm.
Three singles in the game for Hamm, including one leading off this inning. And we've got a visit to the Shirley Beard will make a trip to the circle.
I want to mention something about that baseball field. When you first look at that batter's eye, the big black screen out in straight center field, it almost looks like a jumbotron. And for about a half second to a second when I put my stuff down, when I got here before the game, I was like, oh, my goodness, that is huge. And then I quickly realized it's the batter's eye. It's not a jumbotron. But, boy, it does look like a massive jumbotron out in center field on the baseball field. Looks like we're going to have a pitching change. We'll step aside with Round County leading Estill County 8-5 here in the fourth on WIBY.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have five convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round Counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We only started this road trip 15 minutes ago, and we have about 6 hours left. But there's a McDonald's right off this exit, and that kind of feels like fate. Deal.
Get a McDouble, McChicken, four McNuggets, or small fries. Buy one, get one for $1 at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Brooklyn Farrell will be making her fourth appearance, her second in relief. Nine innings pitched. She has given up 19 hits. Anyway, 20 runs, 17 earned. Nine walks, 11 strikeouts, 1-1 with a 13.22 earned run average. I'm still not where you were saying that 14 went. Well, we've given you the numbers on Farrell. And she will face Melina Hamm, as we told you before, the pitching change. Three trips to the plate, three singles, and a run scored in this game for Melina Hamm. The sacks are jammed. Waiting for back to play. Hamm will be in. To Hamm. Get in the air. Left side. Going back is the shortstop. And making the catch is Snowden to retire the side. We'll give the totals when we come back, but at the conclusion, four innings. It's Round County 8, Estill County 5.
Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
No errors, two runners left on base for Round County, and they have 8 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors, and 8 runners left on for the game. And for the
leading up inning for Estill County.
Estill County team, 5 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors, and 2 runners left on.
I've got some extra pens if you run out of ink over there. I've already got my backup out because we've got a lot of scribbling going on. Errors, runners left on, runs each way. Top of the fifth, 8-5, Round County leads as Lambert deals and a swing and a miss to the leadoff hitter Snowden. Snowden, the shortstop, single and a slow roller back to the pitcher in this one. And a base of action to avoid getting hit there.
Well, if they get hit, I really want to know if he's going to give them the base when they're diving in to the plate that way.
1-1 from Lambert, hit on the ground into right field in between Perkins and Hamm on the right side. Leadoff single for Snowden. 2-for-3 so far tonight. Newton has 2 of the 5 runs for Estill County. Got on base via an air, singled, and then scored on an air. So 2 of her offensive outputs affected by defensive mistakes from the Lady Vikings. We are in Moorhead, Round County, the home team obviously leading by 3. Is that pitch upstairs to Newton? Newton batting over 500, 519 the average, 3 home runs. 3 walks, 3 strikeouts, 14 RBIs on 14 hits and 27 at bats, and now's ahead in the count 2-0. We'll go down to first, sliding back comfortably is Snowden. On a beautiful, beautiful evening here on Viking Hill. Getting a little dark, though. We did turn the lights on here in the press box. This one hit high into the air. In foul territory in front of the Round County dugout down the third base line, and that's caught for out number 1.
Next up for Estill County, number 1.
I was blocked there for a moment. I'm assuming Littleton made that play, right?
Yes, Littleton, the third baseman, came over. Right, and I mean just right in front of the gate there, in front of the dugout. Eastham. Catching, Lambert in the circle. One down, runner over at first as Covey comes to the plate. Has 2 singles today, has yet to score a run. Is that pitch outside? They'll go down to first, and the throw goes into right field. McCaskey, great job backing up, and also the runner, Snowden, was sliding head first, and it looks like she may be hurt, Randy, as she is slow to get up and time's called by the field umpire. And looked like it may have just knocked the breath out of her as she is back on her feet and
I think she had to swim her way back in.
Covey, we mentioned 2 singles yet to score. I have a funny story about a sliding into a bag. Swing and a miss by Covey. I was broadcasting the Tennessee Tech Morehead State Series this past weekend for ESPN Plus and Morehead State Athletics. And number 27 for Tennessee Tech, I forget her first name. Last name was Schlottiger. 1-1 the count. One down. This one fouled back over top of the press box. Lambert ahead in the count now. And she slid into second base and was a good 4 to 5 feet short. And the Round County player, the shortstop, I forget if it was Cervantes or Lewis, but she caught the ball from the catcher, put the tag down, and literally waited for Schlottiger to get to the base. As Lambert deals the 1-2, hit on the ground foul after the third base bag. We'll try it again at 1-2. And Schlottiger came over and had stepped out of the dugout where right beside where I was broadcasting. And she jokingly looked at me in a commercial break and said, "Please tell me you didn't get that." And I laughingly said, "Oh, yeah." And we showed the replay. And so you never know when the bad slag may be caught on camera, as she was victim last weekend. Mentioned Morehead State leading as that one fouled off. 1-2 the count for a third consecutive time. Morehead State on the road this weekend at Western Illinois for the first time ever, and they ended up winning 10-2 in game one.
Who won?
Morehead State won, sorry.
Yeah. Well, check baseball.
As that pitch inside, but called a strike, and we'll try it at 2-2.
MSU baseball, I mean.
Absolutely. Round County leading by 3. Esso County batting top of the 5th, though. Lambert looking to get out number 2 right here. Off-speed pitch swung on a miss. They're going to go down to first. Tag not in time. 2 down. Runner still over at first as another strikeout for Lambert. And Puckett, the catcher, will now come to the plate. She's been hit by a pitch and struck out in this one. These two teams play again later this year. I don't know if you noticed that, Randy. May 7th already on the calendar.
Yeah, this is a 2A championships contest.
So the next contest will be regular season. This one ripped down the left field line, going back to left fielder at the warning track. Howard makes the catch, and she didn't have much room to spare. To the bottom of the 5th we go, Round County, leading by 3, and they'll come to bat when we come back here on WIVY.
Hi, my name is Lynn Hunt with People's Bank of Kentucky in Moorhead. From checking and loans to personal savings and all your business financial needs, People's Bank of Kentucky is your preferred banking partner. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take time to get to know you and your unique financial needs. Come visit us at our new location at 2795 Kentucky Highway 801 North, next to K-Run Motorsport. Make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. People's Bank of Kentucky, your hometown bank.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
Makes me think of the bypass, the connector connecting the two parts of Moorhead. I've never done this before, but I'm going to take this opportunity. The signs on that road strictly say keep right except to pass. That does not mean you ride the left lane on the connector the entire way, no matter which direction you're going. So if you're hearing this right now and you're in the left lane on the connector, bump that baby over to the right one. Score here in this one, bottom of the 5th, 8-5. Round County leading Esco County. Nice turnaround from Round County offensively, Randy, after a slow start out in the field.
Yeah, that was a rough top half of the first inning.
Yeah, Perkins really struggling with her control. Lambert has came in relief and settled things down as Easton will kick things off. The 3-hitter will lead off here in the 5th. 10 batters came to the plate in the last half inning as Round County batted around, and the first pitch to Easton is upstairs. Beautiful, beautiful evening. Wind has died down as Easton looks at a pitch in the dirt. Flag out in straightaway center field, just barely fluttering. Morehead State baseball, bottom of the 8th, trailing Southern Indiana 8-4. A game going on over at Sunny Allen Field. This one ripped down the line and foul. Always awesome when Morehead State, no matter whether it be athletics or any other part of the university, goes viral, as Morehead State did by becoming the first team to punch their ticket to the NCAA tournament in men's basketball. The baseball field went viral again this year, as a couple high-profile accounts tweeted about Morehead State's baseball field and how unique it is, as that's always funny to see. Ball three upstairs on an off-speed pitch that came out awkwardly out of the hand of Farrell. Can Farrell now at in the circle? Riddle out in right field. Muncy at second now. As Young started this game in the circle, as Easton looks at ball four.
Warren Easton draws the leadoff walk.
Vikings still ahead, but only up 5-3 now in the top of the fourth inning at East Carter.
That's a baseball update there from Randy, as Perkins will now come to the plate. Perkins hits this one foul, as she was way ahead of that one, over the fence down the left field line. Speaking of fields and updates, obviously the baseball field has been updated and completely new stadium for Round County, but the Morton State softball field actually has had some renovations of late, as the 0-1 pitch downstairs for ball one, 1-1. The softball field, for those who don't know, for Morehead State, located behind the baseball field, getting a full scoreboard. Just like the baseball field, it is on campus, just waiting installation, as the 1-1 ripped down the left field line, and that's going to be just foul, and I mean just foul. 1-2. They also fixed the irrigation and drainage on the field. They realigned the base paths, remeasured them, new dirt in the infield. So it's not just the high school getting upgrades. Morehead State Athletics as well upgrading facilities across the board. 1-2 the count. In the dirt, 2-2. You have been up and seen the baseball field, right? The brick that they put on the baseball field that's around the whole bleachers, just yep. Absolutely gorgeous.
And the outside of the infield and foul ground is now turf, but the grass, there's grass in the middle of the infield.
2-2. Upstairs, 3-2. I don't know how they get grass to grow there, but they do. They somehow get it done. Three-two pitch hit on the ground to the shortstop. Snowden flipped to second for one. They won't even throw it to first, so another fielder's choice. Back-to-back fielder's choices. Perkins is hit into as Easton's out on the 6-4. Put out and Lambert now.
Number 17, Kennedy Lambert.
Grounded into a fielder's choice and has hit back-to-back home runs. You know what, Trinity? Why not do it again? 8-5 are scored. Bottom of the fifth, Round County leading as they almost hit Lambert. And Lambert puts her head down, kind of rolls her eyes, turns around, and it's like, really? Has that one right in on the hands. 1-0 the pitch. Way off the plate, 2-0. Be surprised if she gets much over the plate here. Way outside. That one's outside the opposite batter's box. Holy cow. What's above a wild pitch, Randy? Whatever it is, put that down in your scorebook.
Really bad pitch. Got it.
Completely slipped out of hand. 3-0 to Lambert, away upstairs. And I hate to say I told you so, but I could tell by that first pitch in on the hand, she was getting nothing. Lambert, and I mean nothing near the plate.
For the Lady Vikings, number 35, Keely Littleton.
Littleton will now come to the plate. Didn't say her name a whole lot this year or last year, Randy, but obviously when you have a team like Round County did last year, I mean, so many talented players. Pitch inside to Littleton. I do have some breaking news. I mentioned it to you earlier. Haven Ford is in attendance here today, and she is not entering the transfer portal. And I'll get to that in a second. The 1-0 pitch upstairs, 2-0. The reason I say that is because so many players enter the transfer portal now. I think you're better off saying who doesn't enter the transfer portal. But now Haven had a great year at Murray, and we'll be going back next year for sure. 3-0 the count now to Littleton on a pitch, Lou. I thought about entering the transfer portal. What do you think? Maybe a year eligibility left. I can do a graduate year possibly. I mean,
you could have a year of eligibility. They managed to get them for everybody else.
That one ripped foul down the left field line.
You really want to go back in the classroom, though?
Isn't there like a minimum, like 6 hours I can take? I'll take like a health class, maybe? 3-1 the count. This one hit straightaway center field by Littleton. Rounding third and heading back to third will be Perkins, so bases loaded, one down. Littleton now with three singles on the evening. That'll bring up four to 1-for-2 evening for her.
Except
with a walk.
Number 18, Kelby Ford.
Brown County leading by three. Ford will dig in on that left side as Farrell will toe the rubber and deal to Puckett. Off the plate.
I think all the pitchers on both sides have had pitches that they thought really, that might have been a strike.
Seems like a pretty consistent zone from up here as that pitch way upstairs. Up near the eyes of Ford. That's off the plate. I mean, you can't call a strike when it's that far off the plate. You've got to get it at least some part touching the black being the outside edges of the plate. 3-0. Not a walk in a run on a pitch outside. And the wheels starting to come off here for Estill County. Bailey Caskey, right fielder, will now come to the plate. He's done a little bit of everything offensively. A single, a walk, and a strikeout. Base is chucked. One down, 9-5er score. First pitch to Caskey up near the eyes.
Caskey had a little bit of everything. Walk, strikeout, hit.
One-oh to Caskey. I'm just saying this because they make fun of people on the podcast I listen to. Did you not hear what I said right before you spoke?
No, I did not.
I said Caskey's done a little bit of everything: a walk, a strikeout, and a hit.
I'm sorry.
No, that's why it's funny. Making a joke of it. 2-1 the count now, and a pitch that catches the inside corner.
Well, I don't like to do that.
Well, they have a joke on there where Dan Levitard says, "Well, Steve Martin was a prop comic." And then right after that, his co-host goes, "Well, Steve Martin, too, was a prop comic." And so that's where the joke starts. 2-1 upstairs, 3-1. So 3-1, as this game has came to a screeching halt. Round County leading by four, but probably will get more, if I had to guess, as that one fouled off. 3-2 now, count full. Nowhere for these runners to go as they are full. Runner on each base. Payoff pitch. This is in, another run will score. That'll bring up Brindley Walker.
That'll bring to the plate number two, Brindley Walker.
Nine hitter. Grounded into a fielder's choice and a couple singles. First pitch to her up high.
A little frustration out there in the circle. Took a look at the dugout after that one sailed high.
Pitch downstairs. Below the knees. Walker, rather. Downstairs again, 3-0. And Round County possibly could end this game in five, the way this is headed. Pitch way inside. Ball four, another run comes in, and surely we'll see a visit from the dugout for Estill County.
That'll bring to the plate number 99.
And now Wills will come to the plate, and that's three consecutive walks. And we're going to have a pitching change, and we'll have that info when we come back. Brown County leading 11-5 here in the fifth on WIVY.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings.
to the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
WIVY. Pitching change. Into the game, Kyla Covey, 5'7 senior. This is her first time in the circle this season.
Yeah, she threw those warm-up tosses, and I don't think she threw a strike.
Bases loaded, Ford, Caskey, and Walker, third, second, and first. First pitch to Wills, in there for strike one.
She saved him. Saved the strikes.
Scoreboard says 11-5, but I have 10-5. And that's what Doug has, and that's what Randy has.
I've got 11.
Oh, yep, it is 11. You're right. It's 11. Randy's right. 1-1. One down, Round County leading by 6. This one hit on the ground foul, and heads up Melena Hamm over in the batter's box down the third baseline as she had to dodge that one. One of Lambert's home runs, I just wrote down HR and didn't make a marking to signal a run. But that would be the run I am missing as Wills hits this one in the air on the left side. Shortstop snowed and under it. Infield fly rule called. Automatic out. Runners will stay where they're at. Two down.
Next up for the Lady Vikings, number 14, Melena Hamm.
Hamm will now come to the plate. 6th the lead. Here in the bottom of the 5th, as Covey checks that armband on the left arm and deals with the right to hand the lefty. Strike called, catching the outside part. I assume you'll be at McDonald's tomorrow, Randy?
No.
No, we're not tomorrow. Okay, no, hold the phone. 0-1 the count. Gets by the catcher. Coming in and scoring will be Ford on the wild pitch. I said gets by the catcher. Well, there's really not much she could do. Caskey to third and Walker to second. I assume you're taking this off because of Easter weekend, correct?
Mainly because everybody's out of town going to a spring break.
You got to have someone to interview to have an interview show, so that makes sense. I'll come and talk for an hour. The 1-1 to Hamm catches the outside corner. I'll take that no response as a no.
Well, we've already done all the canceling of our engineer and logs and everything like that.
So. I'll just go to the studio and do it. 1-2 the count, two down, two runners in scoring position. Hamm pokes this one into left field. That gets down for a hit. Two runs are going to score. Actually, make that just one. What a throw from the left fielder to get Caskey. Oh, my goodness. I spoke too early as Caskey scores comfortably. Walker thrown out on a dart, 7-2 for the third. But it is an RBI single for Hamm, and it will be Round County leading by 8 to the 6th we go here on WIVY.
This is Lisa Kidd at Whitaker Bank. We take pride in providing friendly hometown service and exceptional products to our customers. Whether you're looking for a checking account that can actually save you money, like our Whitaker Perks account, or you just want a no-hassle checking account with a local bank you know and trust, what are you waiting for? Visit a branch today or give us a call at 606-784-8966 and let us show you why Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Balls pushed out their lead 6-3. Where are they at, Randy? I know they're East Carter, but where are they at in the game, should I say?
Into four.
So yeah, a lot of scoring in that one, a lot of scoring in this one. Round County leading 13-5. Henderson will lead us off for the engineers of Estill County. Two strikeouts in this one. Lambert has been dealing since she came in relief of Perkins. First pitch in the dirt.
Hayden Mains for about the third game, something like that, is the designated hitter. Got a little elbow issues.
Hate to hear that. I assume on the throwing arm.
Yep.
This one hit on a rope, hits the glove of the third baseman in foul territory. So foul ball.
Hey, let's give fans credit, because usually you'd have one, she touched it, whatever.
Honestly, it was very close. I'd love to see that on replay. Either way, though, it's 1-1 the count, an 8 to lead for Round County as Lambert checks the armband and will work. This one hit in the air, right side of the infield, behind the circle. Hamill charge forward, one down.
Step in for Estill County. Number 15,
bring up
Brooklyn Farrell.
Farrell's trying to play every position here today. I think she's marked off three or four of the nine positions so far today. Lambert, first pitch fouled off by Farrell.
First semifinal game of this Section 6, the 2A championship for the girls, is set with Bath County hosting Powell County. The winner of this game will host Greenup County, and those games are supposed to be on April 9th.
0-1 from Lambert, hit in the air, foul over top of the fence.
With the championship game on the 11th. And for baseball, right now, Estill and Bath and Powell and Round, Estill and Powell being the host teams, will play on the 8th with the championship game on the 10th for the boys in Section 6.
Foul tipped into the mitt, two down, another strikeout for Lambert. If anyone listening can ever figure out how Round County football is a 4A football school, but yet they play other sports in the 2A tournament, please let me know, because I've still yet to figure that one out.
Well, because there's six classes in football, and this is class 2A, and it's based on enrollment, but there's not six classes for this.
First pitch of ball outside. I guess I'll accept that explanation. I guess that's what I'm going to get either way.
Yeah, well, that's...
Riddle now ahead in the count 2-0. Riddle, the designated player, has came in and over in right field, has a strikeout and ground out in this one.
It's also not KHSAA. It's a chance for a team to play. Like the All-A Classic, this is the 2-A Classic.
Riddle hit by the pitch, and Rose, the center fielder, the nine-hitter, will come to the plate with two aboard and a runner over at first. And time called. Easton's going to go out to the circle and have a quick chat with Lambert. NC State leading Marquette at the half, 37-24. That is a surprising score. 13 the lead for NC State.
NC State got the marching orders from the ACC commissioner and whatever. Keep going.
First pitch to Rose downstairs. Other games again tonight. Gonzaga leading Purdue 2017 midway through the first half. Hope you took the over on that one. And Duke versus Houston, Creighton versus Tennessee. And those are for entertainment purposes only, by the way, if I mention bets. That entertainment only. Upstairs 2-0 to Rose. He'll throw down to first, but back comfortably was Riddle. I don't know. Since it's legal in Kentucky, do I even have to say entertainment purposes only now? Who knows? I'm covering myself either way. This one ripped down the left field line, going back to left fielder. Littleton, what a catch! She flings it back into the field of play, but that's the third out either way. But what a catch.
Howard.
Make that Howard, rather. Littleton's over at third. So Howard with the great catch, excuse me. And we head to the bottom of the sixth round, County in control, leading by eight over Estill here on WIBY.
Time is really money. Why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Taylor with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off of I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Doug Binion to my left, Randy Stacy to my right. Jared Stacy here with you. Bottom of the sixth round, County leading 13-5 in the first round of the 2A sectional. Estill County out in the field, Round County batting two runs will win this one. Baseball still leading East Carter over in Grayson 6-3. That right in the heart of that game. Nearing the fifth inning.
I believe that last run was a Furnish solo shot.
Chance Furnish, commit and signee too as well to the USC Upstate baseball program. Digging in will be Easton, the three hitter, and the first pitch to her is the ball inside and low. Reminder, there will be no Viking Sports Extra tomorrow. Two and oh, pitch downstairs again. Randy's reasoning was that so many people were traveling, but I think maybe he just wants to possibly sleep in on a Saturday morning. We'll just have to see. Downstairs again, 3-0. Any comment on that, Randy?
Well, no. Took Randy Wallace out. Confirmed they probably wouldn't want anybody to come out in the morning getting ready to go out of town on these trips.
3-0 pitch to Easton in there for a strike. I just came up with an idea. What about the Randy and Randy show?
We've had that. It worked out really well.
Was that your opinion, or did we get opinion from the viewers?
We got texts, we got everything.
Fouled off to the left of the third base back. Count will go full with Round County leading by eight, batting here in the bottom of the sixth over Estill County.
We had our Youth Service Center and Family Resource Centers last week.
I must say I really like how you've taken that away, and not away, but you've broadened it to not just include sports. I think that's really cool for people to get some insight on. 3-2 pitch, fouled off. Down the right field line by about 3 feet.
Well, since Randy Wallace is also the associate athletic director, and he's also director of community education, it gives him a chance to get some of his folks on.
He's also traffic director, custodian, halftime trainer sometimes. What does he not do around here? He needs a haircut, though.
Oh, gosh.
Jeez, somebody buy that man a haircut. Payoff pitch upstairs. Walk for Easton.
Easton draws the leadoff walk. That brings the plate number 15, Cassie Perkins.
And we're going to have a runner come in, it looks like, as Caitlin Muncy will signal a runner coming in. And that will be Michaela Hughes, 5'4 sophomore, coming in to run for Easton.
Michaela Hughes on as a courtesy runner for the catcher, Easton.
Perkins now her fifth plate appearance of the evening. Three runs scored is grounded into back-to-back fielder's choices. First pitch to her is downstairs. Again, four ball. And I say again because that's where we're seeing the pitcher Kobe miss just about every time. Not seeing much above the letters. The 1-0. Low again. Two oh. Round County leading by eight upstairs.
And these ladies will play tomorrow at Breathitt County in a classic format there. 2 o'clock they will play Lexington Tates Creek, and at 4 o'clock they will play Breathitt County. Then, first or second, they'll be down in Sevierville, Pigeon Forge, at the Cal Ripken Experience there.
3-0 pitch taken for strike one. Takes it to 3-1. Downstairs, ball four. So the game-ending run and game-winning run now sits over at first base.
Perkins draws the base on balls, brings to the plate. Number 17, Trinity Lambert.
Now Lambert will come to the plate, and she's already got one three-run home run. She hits one here. Randy and I are going home earlier than expected. Well, I guess everyone's going home earlier than expected. Eighth the lead, first pitch to Lambert in there for strike one. Oh, one to count, nobody out, two aboard. The pitch to Lambert, off-speed pitch, hit into straightaway center field, and that's going to be caught on a dart by Rose, and you could have put that one on a string. Lambert all over that pitch, but just right at that center field of Rose.
The Lady Vikings.
Now Littleton will come to the plate.
Keely Littleton.
Three singles, two runs scored, an RBI in this one. 3-for-4 evening.
Hit it right on the nose or other time up on the line to left field.
Kobe with one down. Runner at first, runner at second. She deals playward. Way outside. 2-0 now. That first pitch of ball, I was looking out of my sheet. I didn't see the first pitch, so that's why I was waiting. And
it was late going up.
It was late going on the scoreboard, and the umpire didn't signal. Still my fault, though, as the 2-0 pitch hit on the ground on the left side. Shortstop Snowden. Flip over to third. Not in time. Bases loaded with one down. Another fielder's choice in this one.
I tell you what, I'm going to score that a hit.
Yep.
Because there wasn't an out received, and she definitely was going to beat the play at first base.
Number 18, Kelby
Ford. That'll bring up Kelby Ford. With one down and the bases loaded and the runner out at second. Being Perkins, if she scores, the game's over. 1-0, another pitch up high. So as soon as I said that Kobe doesn't miss up high, she misses about 4 out of 6 up high. 1-0, way outside. Could have had a broomstick with an extension and not been able to get to that one. 2-0 the count. One down. Bases loaded. Round County leading by 8, looking to end it early. Ford hits this one right back at the pitcher. She comes home with it for 1, and that's all they'll get. So that's your very rare 1-2 put out for the second. So runners advance a base with Ford over at first now after the fielder's choice, and Bailey Caskey will come to the plate. So Covey looking to keep Estill County alive. 2 down, bases loaded. Round County leading by 8. First pitch to Caskey. Hit on the ground. Into straightaway center field. Rounding third and staying at third will be Littleton as Perkins comes in and scores to make it 14-5. Ford out at second. Caskey with the RBI single. And Walker will come to the plate now. And Walker, any base hit at all, a walk, a hit by pitch, an error by Estill County will lead to this game ending. 14-5 score. This one hit right back at the pitcher. Off the glove, Kobe over to first, and it will not be in time, and Round County's going to win it. That is going to do it as Walker beats it down the line, and your final score is going to be 15-5. Round County wins in 6 innings, and Round County moves on here in the Kentucky 2A State Tournament. This is the sectional side of things, but they move on, and a chance for a 2A state title stays alive. Again, Round County winning 15-5 in 6 innings over Estill County here at Larry Sloan Stadium, Ember-Riddle Field, as Round County moves on in the 2A state softball championship. Randy will wrap us up when we come back here on WIVY.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Morehead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Spring has sprung at Big Four Lumber, Ace Hardware in Moorhead. Kennebec and red Pontiac potatoes, sweet Spanish yellow and red onions, any and all kinds of garden supplies. We still have Somerset pellets for your stove on these cold mornings. Even a great selection of ice cream for these hot days. And don't forget, Ace Wild Bird Seed is 2 for $22. Big Four Lumber, Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Well, final score in this one was Round County over Estill County, 15-5, despite the Lady Engineers getting 4 runs in the top half of inning number 1. Round County, 15 runs, 18 hits, 2 errors, and 12 runners left on base. Estill County, 5 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors, and 4 runners left on base. The winning pitcher, Trinity Lambert, is 4-1. Losing pitcher Spencer Young, is 1-1. Vikings win their 7th game in a row, go to 7-1 on the season, and Estill County goes to 3-6. And now the semifinals of the Section 6 2A baseball and softball championships are set. In softball, these games will be on April 9th. Bath County will host Powell County, and Round County will host Greenup County, and that will be set up a championship game on the 11th of April. The boys, Estill County will host Bath County, and Powell County will host Round County on April 8th, and the baseball championship will be on the 10th. State tournament, softball, state tournament for the 2A will be on April 19th and 20th, and it will be double elimination, and the boys will be single elimination. It also will be on the 19th and 20th. The softball championship will be at Fisher Park in Owensboro, and the baseball championship will be at Jack Hicks Field at Shifley Park, also in Owensboro. Well, that's going to be it for broadcast for us for a while, as the teams are leaving town. The girls are going to Sevierville and Pigeon Forge area, and the boys are headed for Myrtle Beach. Sometime when they get back, we'll be back with you with Round County softball and baseball. I certainly want to thank our studio engineer, Owen Mundy, the folks from Estill County for their assistance, Round County and the coaching staff for their assistance. And again, that's going to be it for a while for the broadcast. We do have Cincinnati Reds baseball now on WIVY. They'll be back in action tomorrow after taking today off, after winning their season opener yesterday in a big opening day in Cincinnati. Final score, once again, Round County 15, Estill County 5 in the 2A championship, Section 6, here at Round County this afternoon. Until next time, it's Randy Stacy. So long, everybody.
You are listening to 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com, the broadcast voice of Rowan County High School Athletics. Broadcast sponsors include Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Caskey's Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, Coffee Tree Books The Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Holbrook Drugs, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex and Go-To Solutions of Moorhead, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, the Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, People's Bank of Kentucky, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Skaggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Your home for Rowan County High School Athletics and 24-7 fun is 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.